I want to give a big thank you to Capital One for supporting the Wake Up and Level Up podcast. Capital One is on a mission to change banking for good by bringing humanity, ingenuity, and simplicity to banking. You can learn more by going to CapitalOne.com/about. This is probably one of the most important episodes that you could listen to, re-listen to, and share with all your friends. This hack that I'm about to teach you is really, really important. Welcome to Wake Up and Level Up. Let's get started. All of your senses, except smell, go through this small bundle of nerves to your brainstem that's about the width of a pencil, and this small piece of brain matter could be the most responsible thing you feed in order to get your goals achieved. You may have heard me talk about this on the Never Settle Show or in my Mario Mastermind sessions. It's the reticular activating system. We call it RAS, R-A-S for short. The RAS acts as a filter for what's important in your life. It's basically the gatekeeper of all the information that gets allowed to come into your conscious state. It's responsible for filtering so much info. Like, there's a massive amount of information and stimulation that we get that's being thrown at us. And we can't possibly pay attention to all of this information coming to our brains, so the RAS prioritizes it for us. It says, oh, that's important, but it also says, hey, you can ignore that. Your RAS takes what you concentrate on and develops a filter for it. And all of this happens without you noticing. It's all natural. It's the reason why you can be in an event, or you could be at a meetup, or you could be at a concert or a theme park, and out of nowhere, someone will say your name or something that sounds like your name. Hey, Mario. My brain goes, wait, what? That's important to me. That's my name. The RAS kicks in and says, that's a priority. Turn your head to the right, Mario. It's in the corner of the room over there. Someone said something that sounded like your name. That's why you can hear it. Or it's the same reason why, hey, I'm interested in those shoes. Or you may say, I'm interested in that purse. Or you may say, I'm interested in that particular Toyota. And all of a sudden, you start seeing those items everywhere. Like, you're like, what's going on? I keep seeing, there it is again. I keep seeing, man, I got to buy that. I keep seeing it. It's the reticular activating system, because you've told it that that's a priority to you. So if you can concentrate hard on your objectives, your RAS can uncover the individuals, the things, and the opportunities that can help you achieve them. Let me give you a little bit deeper understanding on this so you can then take steps to put this into action. In his book, Getting Things Done, author David Allen writes about how this works. He writes, when you focus on something, the vacation you're going to take, the meeting you're about to go into, the project you want to launch, that focus instantly creates ideas and thought patterns you wouldn't have had otherwise. Even your physiology will respond to an image in your head as if it were reality. This is big. This means you can start to tell yourself consistently the outcomes you would like to have, and your brain is going to help filter to help you find those people, things, opportunities to make that happen. So here are three quick tips that you can take to start action. Number one, choose one area of your life that you would like to start using this RAS system to help you in. I'm going to use it to help us get a syndication deal and a big distribution deal for the TV show. Step number two, you're going to write affirmations and have a clear picture of the biggest outcome. Write those down, talk to them daily, and see it every single day. And then number three, decide on the small step you need to take right now. Oh, I need to get a meeting with this person. Let me send this email. That's how you begin to make the RAS work for you. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.